Citizens of Bobville, I ask you now to prepare to listen to the Bobcast.
What you are about to listen to are the ravings of a madman. A man so demented he should be locked up, but isn't, due to prison overcrowding. You are about to listen to the Bobcast.
Hello and welcome to Bobcast, episode number 41. It is
August 25th,
10:03.
Monday.
And the voice you are hearing is sounding a little different.
Yes, it is.
Because we have a special guest.
A little higher pitched
guest. By we, I mean me. My beautiful and wonderful mother.
Aw, thanks, Bob.
Is doing the podcast with me today, and we're going to see how it goes.
My first podcast.
Yeah.
Bobcast,
yes. So we just got through. DM. So we just got through watching the Emmys. And, I think they said Breaking Bad was nominated for
16,
and I believe it won most of them, but they didn't say how many they had won. But they won Best Show, Best Drama Series, rather, and Modern Family won Best Comedy, and Homeland got screwed over.
Yep.
And that was basically my take on the Emmys. What did you think of it?
Yeah, well, Breaking Bad cleaned house, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They won a lot. Like, yeah. Everything I saw them nominated for.
Yep.
Anything Breaking else? Bad chemistry. Well, Game of Thrones didn't win anything.
I am one of the few people that do not like, I can't get into Game of Thrones.
Well, you haven't read the books.
I know a lot of people who are into Game of Thrones that haven't read the books.
Well, I read the books, and that's how I'm into it. So, the books are really good, and, you know, I do think the show is good, too.
Yeah. So, Deborah Vicker filling in for David Vicker.
Yeah.
Who, he was gonna record a podcast with me, but, he's working.
Yeah,
working like a dog.
Workaholic.
So, and I wanted to do one, so my beautiful mother graciously volunteered to fill in.
Yeah, thanks for pushing me into the studio.
Yeah, I had to drag her in.
Yeah, I'm tied to the chair right now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
I even put peanut butter on the roof of her mouth, so it looks like she's talking to me.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
So I had school today.
How was school?
It was good. We have, if you're in the Chicagoland area and listen to ESPN radio frequently, you know who we had, which is Jonathan Hood.
Teacher extraordinaire.
Teacher extraordinaire. He is a phenomenal teacher because unlike most of the teachers there, most of the radio teachers there, you bring an assignment in and they go, okay, that was good. Well, what was good about it? I don't need to hear it was good, it wasn't good. I need to hear, yeah, it was good, but you could have done this better, I wouldn't have done that, you should have done this more, done that less. That helps.
Yeah, it's nice to get a little reasoning why it was good.
But just telling me, you know, it was good or it wasn't good doesn't really help me.
Assignment completed. Check it off.
And it was about sports, and,
You love sports, just like
I do. I hate sports. And, so I BS'd my way through that pretty well. And I did, what I think was a fairly decent job. I talked about the, Cubs game on Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Awesome. And who did the Cubs play?
They played the Giants, and they won 2-1.
Awesome.
But the story was about the rain delay. It was a 4-hour and 34-minute rain delay. Ooh. Because of 20 minutes of rain. And they're blaming that on Obamacare.
Thanks, Obama.
So, they said that they had to send some people home early who were in charge of, that because of budget cuts. And I guess the TARP wasn't rolling out properly either.
Thanks, Obama.
But yeah. In my opinion, they were just looking for someone to blame because the Giants are protesting that game because the field wasn't in top condition. Which, it's fair. It's the first time the Giants have done that since 1986. And I think, that's more than fair. They're phenomenal athletes. Some of the best athletes in the world. And they shouldn't be expected to play on a subpar field.
So, I'm assuming this game was in Chicago at Wrigley Field?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Just so I can get the stage set in my head, even though I've never been to Wrigley Field. Well, I've walked by it. I've never actually been to a Cubs game.
I don't think I've even ever walked by it.
Yeah. It was late night. I was hanging out with your sisters. Well, actually, I think it was just me and Jen headed to visit Liz.
You gotta stop shaking the table.
Sorry. I got the shakes.
Keep your arms off of it.
How's that?
Good.
Okay.
Otherwise, it makes
the microphone will shake.
Yeah. So,
Ouch.
I cracked my neck. What else was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. Today we were talking about TV, too. The reason was he was making the list, but like with Roman numerals and letters and numbers, like sub list
table, or
I don't know. I think people won't know what I'm talking about. Like Roman numeral 1, then A, then B, then C,
yeah.
Then 1, then I, then what are those called?
Like an outline or a table or...
Outlines. Yeah. Sure, let's go with that. And we were talking about TV. And someone said that reality TV and scripted TV are the same. They bunch them into the same category. And I feel strongly different. If you go to Best Buy now and buy the complete series of, let's say, Breaking Bad on Blu-ray.
Okay.
You're holding in your hands what is a work of art. A piece of art that hundreds of people worked on together to make this. They spent money, lots of money, millions, making this. And it's a masterpiece.
Sure, it was someone's idea. Then, someone wrote the script and, they got the actors, actresses. I get it.
And it's a masterpiece. And then, on the other hand, you have Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Very low budget. Possibly scripted. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
It probably is.
Probably parts are. Just shit kind of happening,
Well, I think it's kind of, to promote all of their other stuff, too.
I find it hard. I agree with that. I feel like that show was a giant commercial.
Yeah. Oh, shop at our store. Buy our perfume.
I find it hard to hold season one of Keeping Up with the Kardashians in my hands and say, this is a masterpiece.
Right.
I do not have a hard time doing that with shows like Dexter or Homeland or really any scripted TV show.
Game of Thrones, Mad Men.
Not a fan of either of those, but I still think they're masterpieces. And I would say there's no difference between the, you know, that box set you got with every episode of Breaking Bad on it and the Mona Lisa.
Right, I mean, it's art.
It's art,
beauty's
yeah.
in the eye of the beholder.
And so that, you know, annoyed me a bit.
Yeah. I did see a bumper sticker on my way to work this morning, and it said honk if you're keeping up with the Kardashians, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Someone must watch it or it wouldn't still be on, you know?
And I feel those are the kind of shows that the people are talking about when they say, you know, we'll never see another golden age of television. But the more optimistic television viewers like myself say we're in a new golden age of television because of Game of Thrones, because of Homeland, because of Dexter, Breaking Bad, Mad Men, Tyrant, all of these wonderful shows. I could go on. The Walking Dead, they spend millions on their shows. Just hundreds of phenomenal shows. Too many. There are so many shows out there that I want to watch, and I know in my lifetime I will never get around to watching them because there are just so many. And there's always new ones coming out that I really want to watch. And I don't know. It just, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, but everything good that comes out, there's a lot of garbage in there too, yeah, you know? Yeah,
and that's what I look at. Those are the shows I look at when I say we're in a new golden age of television. And there is a lot of garbage that comes out too.
Well, I don't have a lot of shows that I would say I watch regularly, but when I want to, you know, sit down and watch TV, I can flip through a million channels. And sometimes I find nothing, you know, that will hold my attention, so.
And I think it's a glass half full, glass half empty kind of situation, where the older people who would say, oh no, the golden age of television was back in the day, you know. I'm not sure which years were considered the first golden age of television, but they say it was then, and then they look at the TV now, and they're not looking at Homeland, they're not looking at Breaking Bad, or The Walking Dead, or Game of Thrones. They're looking at Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Right.
And What Not to Wear, if that's still on, and
yeah, just that kind of nonsense.
Dating Naked, and all of that crap. And they're saying, you know,
right,
no, we're not in a golden age of television anymore. So I think, are we in a golden age of television? It obviously depends on your opinion. My opinion is yes. What's yours?
Well, I'll have to say you brought me around to a lot of stuff, because I wouldn't have sat down and watched Homeland or, you know, seen episodes of Breaking Bad, but Modern Family, Jackie. Even Nurse Jackie. So yeah, I do. I think there's a lot of good shows out there.
So yes or no?
Yes, I say yes. I give
so
it.
So our opinions are yes. Let us know your opinions. Bob@bobvicker.com.
Yeah.
And while I'm saying that, don't forget that if you email me with a list of 5 to 10 people you invited on Facebook to like our page, you will get your very own custom podcast.
Ooh.
So be sure to do that.
And probably a shout out, too.
And a shout out as well.
For sure, a shout out.
And go ahead and go over to facebook.com/VickerandMiller and like my music page. It's a little page that me and my friend put together, and we're recording some original songs and putting them up there just to see what people think. We'd really appreciate likes. We're at 29 right now, and if we get to 30, when we get to 30 rather, We'll be able to see insights, which if you don't know, it's like who's looking at what, and it helps us know which songs you like and which songs you don't like, so we can make more songs that people will like. So go ahead and like that. I want to give a shout out to Joe. I know he recently liked it, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Joe. And now we're just one like away.
Ooh, the suspense.
Yep, so well, who will be next?
There was some work with that music today. I saw the two of you.
I came home from school. Some instruments
down the stairs.
We are currently working on a song called Take It Easy.
Ooh.
And it's about, you know, what you think it'd be about.
Taking it easy, like yep. The Eagles?
No.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, I got home from school today and watched a little of this show called BoJack Horseman, which is a Netflix original show that Jen turned me on to.
Okay, because Jen's all about Netflix.
And it's pretty funny. It's Will Arnett. Aaron Paul actually does a voice.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it's about this has-been TV horse actor. Oh, he was funny. Big in the 90s, they say.
Yeah.
And he's just a washed up alcoholic now.
Yeah.
And it's very funny. So anyway, and I got home, watched a few episodes of that, had some lunch, took a nap. And then my friend Luke Miller came over and we worked on our song a bit.
Excellent.
So we think we're going to have a keyboard intro.
Oh, I did see the keyboards.
And some guitar.
Awesome. For the
lines and keyboard. Possibly a airboard. Google Honor airboard. Oh, sweet. If you don't know what that is.
I do know what that is.
HOHNER airboard. Board is BOARD. A very unique sounding instrument and possibly a little harmonica in there.
Ooh.
And to keep the beat, some drums.
Gotta have the percussion.
Yep. So, yeah. And then we watched an episode of Breaking Bad. Really good one. And then I came upstairs. He had left, and I came upstairs to ask my wonderful mother if she would like to watch some more Homeland with me, because we like to watch shows together. For Homeland, it was...
Well, we were starting to watch Under the Dome, but I don't think we liked that.
No, we didn't.
And before that, it was Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie, and what was before Nurse Jackie?
Well, I wanted you to watch Game of Thrones with me, but that didn't happen. I don't know. What did we watch before that?
I don't think...
Well, you did watch Modern Family.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we watched, like, you know...
All of it, yeah. Well, anyway, we're on Homeland now. Third season, about 2 or 3 episodes in.
Yeah, I would say so. Just starting third season.
And then our internet went down, as it's been known to do.
A lot lately.
And...
Comcast.
So we watched the Emmys.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. So that was my day. Take us through a day in the life, Mom.
Today... Monday, mammogram Monday, you know. Actually, not too bad of a day.
That's good. That's good.
That is really good. You know, I
didn't find too many
crazy.
Did you find any cancer bad. Or anything?
No, so that was actually kind of nice.
For those of you who don't know, my mother is a mammographer.
Yeah. Actually, today was a nice day. A little slow. A lot of the kids are going back to school, so a lot of the you know, families are busy and moms are not coming in this week to get their mammograms. But tomorrow will be a busy day. I have to do we do some stuff to help the breast surgeons before they take the patients into surgery. So we got a lot of pre-op stuff in the morning and biopsies and stuff like that. So tomorrow will be a little rougher of a day, but it should be okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
A little more busy, a little tougher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just more invasive, you know, surgery, stuff like that, you know.
Okay. How do you like your job?
I like it. It's very important.
You get to help people.
Yeah.
And if you're a woman listening over the age of
40 and older,
and haven't gotten your mammogram this year or ever,
you should be getting a mammogram every year. Go to DuPage
Medical Group and get your mammogram.
Yeah.
Could save your life.
It does save lives.
Yep.
Saving lives left and right.
Saving lives till 6 p.m.?
Yeah. Yeah, saving lots of lives.
Saving lives daily.
Yeah.
So, what else?
We got Lizzie moving back to the area.
Yeah, we do. When is she moving?
I don't know.
She got that apartment she wanted. Yeah. Beautiful apartment. I haven't seen it, but so from what I hear,
it will be soon. Because I believe her lease is up at the end of the month, which today's the 25th. So, you know, but
yeah,
I really don't know any more details than you know. So
maybe me and her will party.
Yeah.
Party together.
I'm sure you
will. Like the old days.
And I know she starts school, I think September 3rd.
Yeah.
North Central.
Ooh, I'm getting tired.
Yeah, you look tired.
Yeah.
Well, I really didn't prepare to be on the Bobcast, so I have nothing prepared to talk about. So we could probably call it a wrap. Oh, we did go see Tom Petty.
Yeah, you went and saw Tom Petty.
Yeah, we went to see Tom Petty.
I was not invited. The Heartbreakers. I was not invited.
No, you were not invited.
Because I would have loved to see Tom Petty. And that would have meant the world to me, and they knew that, so they did not invite me.
Yes, we just dangled the tickets in front of you.
Did he play Last Dance with Mary Jane? One more time to kill the pain.
He did. He played a lot of old stuff, new stuff. But yeah, he's getting old.
Did
his voice was good, but you could tell he was getting tired as the night went on.
Did you play She's a Good Girl?
Oh, yeah.
Loves Her Mama, Loves Jesus. And America, too. Or is that and her boyfriend, too?
Well, she loves her boyfriend and America.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a good concert. Steve Winwood opened up for Tom Petty, and he was really good. He is a good musician. He was playing the organ, you know, guitar, good voice. And his drummer had the same hair as Dad. So, you know, just this hair that, you know, kind of is super thick and gray and curly and all over the place. Kind of, you know, Einstein hair.
Yeah, if you haven't seen his hair, go to David Vicker's Facebook page and check it out.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah, there probably are some pictures I put out there because Dad doesn't really do the selfies or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the drummer, you know, for Steve Winwood had the exact same hair as Dad. So that was pretty funny. But I think, I don't know, we had whatever concert I go to, the person in front of me wants to stand through the whole thing. So we had, you know, some people that wanted to stand, you know, they were the only people in the whole place that decided they wanted to stand through the whole concert. So that was you know, a little annoying, but I guess that's maybe just, you know, we're getting older.
Some people are just inconsiderate.
Well, I really don't want to stand for 3 hours, you know.
I feel you. I don't want to stand for 3 hours, you know? Either.
So, but that's okay. You know, we still had a good time.
So tomorrow I'm receiving something very special.
Yes. What is that?
Do you know what that is?
A package
from UPS.
I do know what it is.
And it is a Hahner crossover C harmonica, which is a very, very nice harmonica. And I am very, very excited. I actually was so excited. I saw it was in Hodgkins, Illinois, and called that store up to see if I could drive to the store and pick it up today, which you cannot do if it's being shipped to an address.
Bummer.
So, I'm hoping, Mom, that when I wake up tomorrow, it'll be here.
That would be nice.
But in order for that to happen, I have to stay up late and get up late. But the guy's coming, so I have to shower before 8.
Yeah.
So.
We're getting some work done in the bathroom, caulking and stuff like that. Yes. You have to have your bathroom properly caulked.
Did you know that black gawk is bigger than white gawk?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah. So anyway, what else? Do you have anything else going on tomorrow?
Work? No, I don't believe I have anything else going on.
So I think we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for listening. And is there anything else you want to say, Mom?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the Bobcast.
Of course.
Maybe next time I'll sound a little more prepared.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.